Well, air quality has reached hazardous levels in Sydney, the Illawarra, parts of northern New South Wales for the second time this week. Smoke haze from the bushfires descends on the city there. I'm hearing from lots of you, though, across the country this morning that you're experiencing smoke haze as well. We've talked a lot about South Australia this morning, but all over Australia, it seems, this is a phenomenon that we're bracing ourselves for more of over this summer season. Dr. Richard Broome is the New South Wales Health Director of Environmental Health. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How widespread is the haze across Greater Sydney today?
Look, I think it's very widespread. I think most of Sydney would be affected today, as it was last Tuesday. And certainly levels at the moment are hazardous in parts of Sydney. And I think people should just try and keep an eye on the air quality information that's on the New South Wales Environment website for up-to-date advice and information about what's going on in their area.
What's actually contained in the air? What is it that people are seeing?
So the main issue with the smoke is that it contains fine particles called PM2.5 that we know are associated with health effects. So the issue with those particles is they're actually microscopic, but when you inhale them, they get really far into your lungs and they can cause inflammation. And they can actually also, so not only cause respiratory disease, particularly in people who already have heart or lung problems, but they can also cause heart disease.
So who is this problematic for? Is it people who already have existing illnesses primarily, or should people be doing things like keeping kids indoors and not exercising and doing all those sorts of things?
Yes, certainly. When the smoke is hazardous, as it is in Sydney at the moment, that we'd suggest everybody avoids outdoor physical activity. It's important to keep it in perspective. The risk is still quite small, but it's sensible to reduce your exposure to it. So when it's thick like it is today, it's a good idea to avoid outdoor physical activity, whether you have an existing condition or not. Having said that, the people at greatest risk are people who have heart or lung conditions, things like angina or asthma. And it's really important if you do have those conditions that you're managing the symptoms as best you can at the moment. So for example, if you're asthmatic, try and make sure you have an asthma action plan and you're following it. You should be taking a preventer puffer if you're prescribed one and carrying your reliever puffer with you. So if you do have an existing condition, just make sure you're on top of it, because these conditions can make it worse.
And does the visibility of the haze actually signify the level of danger, or could it be equally problematic for you without necessarily seeing it thick in the air?
It's quite hard to give very specific advice, but certainly the visibility is a good indicator of how bad the air quality is. And so the worse the visibility, the more likely it is to cause you harm, depending on how sensitive you are. But certainly there are some people who are very sensitive to air pollution. You might experience problems actually at much lower levels than we're seeing today. So it's a little bit, different individual people will respond differently, but certainly the thick smoke that we're seeing today presents quite a substantial risk for people with existing conditions.
And in terms of people responding by going to hospitals, going to see the doctor, I mean, can you give clear public advice about when the appropriate, what the appropriate step is to take? Because clearly people will feel this, may be worried. Does that necessarily mean go to the hospital?
No, and I think it's predominantly an issue for people who have existing conditions, who will by and large know how to manage those conditions, and they should manage them in the usual way. So, for example, if you're asthmatic and you do have a wheeze, you follow your normal management plan, take your reliever puffer. It's also a good idea to, if you do have a wheeze and you're outdoors, to get indoors out of the smoke, because it could be the smoke that's triggering it. But if you're finding that that's not helping, then seeking normal medical advice. And if you are struggling to breathe, then calling 000 is certainly an appropriate thing to do.
And are there steps that people can take? Obviously, the forecast is that we're going to see a lot more of this sort of thing over the summer, and this is not relevant just to New South Wales. As I say, that people are texting in even this morning saying they're experiencing this stuff right across the country. Are there things people can do?
Well, the most important thing, I think, is to be aware that it is an issue. Then the second thing is, when it is smoky, just try and be flexible. So usually with these smoky conditions, and this isn't always the case, but often there'll be clear points during the day. So, for example, in Sydney, we expect the smoke to build overnight when the conditions are still and then blow away in the morning or afternoon as the winds get up, which I'm hoping will happen today. So if you can plan your day around that, it's really useful. So if you're someone who likes to go for a run, try not to do that in the morning when it's smoky. Wait until the smoke blows away, so you can still continue with the doing the things you enjoy doing, but not when it's smoky. The other thing is keeping your doors and windows shut of your house to keep the smoke out. Using air conditioning on recycle helps to clean the air inside your house. But again, in between the smoky periods, opening your house up to air it out is also is a good thing to do. Another thing people can do is avoid indoor sources of air pollution. So try not to burn candles or incense sticks, those kind of things that, that just contribute to your exposure to air pollution.
Dr. Richard Broom, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.